starting to, development starting to happen. Some of the smaller cities in the Northwest, part of this valley here. I've heard some mayors say, hey, we've got development, Mendon, Trenton. So the population is going to start to grow. But do you respond to a request like that? Or are you saying the demographics have reached a threshold where it makes sense to put a bus route and going down to Mendon or going out down to Wellsville or up to Lewiston or something like that?
That's a great question. So I think the answer is a lot of those things, right? So Mayor Buse, for example, reached out to me from Mendon. We had a great conversation, you know, and so I think for us, that's part of it. We want to make sure that we're working with you as the city leaders, that public transit is something you want, right? We don't want to force ourselves into your communities. And we also want to make sure we're partnering with you and understanding where that growth's going, how your zoning looks and what we're doing. For example, what we're just doing right now in your community is we've met with your staff, with Ryan, we talked about the plans. He's given some great input. And then we reach out to the public, engage the public to see what, and usually when we're engaging the public, we're looking at options. We're looking at options that we think are viable. We're not going to throw out an option that doesn't make sense, but get their input. And then we take all of that information, work with our professional planners and say what makes sense. And then as we're going through that process, find a solution that we think is going to fit the civic need at the time, the community's need. But we're also trying to forecast, to your point, that growth over time. So for example, right now in Providence, we have these two bus routes that have been operating, but they really don't provide a lot of service. They're out there every day, they're in large vehicles, they're expensive, and there are people that are using them, but there's probably a better way in which we could be more efficient doing that. So that's what we've been looking at. But when I look at the growth potential that's occurring on that west side of Providence and some of those things, there probably will be time where we may bring back a fixture out on certain corridors where we might not do that citywide, but we could do it, something else like microtransit throughout the city with smaller vehicles. And so it's really finding that mix. And I think it's going to change over time. As growth occurs, we're going to have to continue to be adaptable. But we want to be a partner with the cities and working with you to find that correct fit.
So you mentioned Mayor Buse and Mendon. And I know that they're anticipating some future growth. They found water in Mendon, which for Mendon's a good thing, more than adequate water. So they're expecting growth. And let's say there's other smaller cities in part of Cache Valley that are experiencing growth, and you have the Mayor Trenton or Mayor of Amalga comes to you and says, can you send a bus route here? You sit down, you have a nice conversation with the staff, where's development going, but it still doesn't meet your criteria. Like you said, you've got big, heavy vehicle, consumes a lot of fuel. It just doesn't pencil out.
Yeah, there's still
got to... Do you ever find yourself in a position where you're saying, you know what, we don't see the ridership?
For sure. I mean, that's always the challenge, right, is how do we do this in an efficient way? But I think we have more solutions than we've had in the past. So I think there's potential for us to find a solution, but it doesn't always mean it's a bus. For example, right now, we provide service in Cache County with Bragg, that folks in Clarkston and Trenton, they can access medical and shopping trips with a neighbor, providing that service for them, and that neighbor will get reimbursed for mileage, right? We're helping to fund that program. We're not directly providing the service, but we're helping to fund that program so that there's still transportation for what we call life-sustaining needs, right? For those medical trips, that life-sustaining shopping. So I think there's opportunities for us to partner and find solutions for the communities, but it may not always be a large bus. It may be a voucher program like we're doing, or maybe a smaller vehicle that comes once or twice a day, or maybe it's three times a week for certain trips.
So some of those resources could be fellow neighbors.
Yes.
That are reimbursed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably our most cost-effective service right now that we're offering, is that trip. And in those more rural areas, it's really costly for us to push a bus out there and serve maybe one or two people. We don't know that that's a cost-effective way with the tax dollars to provide that. But a neighbor getting reimbursed for mileage still provides that needed trip and does it in a very effective way.
So is there any legal liability potentially for the transit district?
No, and that's one of the reasons that we're doing that, right? We've actually been encouraged by our insurance provider that if we do it that way, we let the participant find their driver. It could be a neighbor, it could be a relative. They're assuming that liability and they're making sure that's up to them to determine that they're still safe with that person. There's no liability on our part, which is one of the reasons we can do it so cheaply, right?
And that you applied through BRAG?
So what happened is BRAG years ago had a voucher program the state was funding. The state pulled that funding. And when I say the state, it was federal funding that was flowing through the state. They pulled that funding. We still feel that it's a great program. So we stepped in and changed the criteria slightly. So we felt like it was providing more life-sustaining trips. And then our board is elected to fund that each year at a certain threshold. And then because BRAG already goes through the criteria that they do with so many programs they have, we thought it was easier to use them as the broker to go through a criteria with this. And so it's worked out well.
So if people have needs in their communities, just know that's a resource to tap into.
Yeah, we're trying to find ways to market that better to the communities. BRAG, we provide BRAG with funding dollars to market that as well. So we're trying to find ways to market that better.
Excellent. Any additional questions for Tom?
Well, just maybe a silly question. How do you track ridership? Do you track it on a spot check? Do you track every single route?
So every day the drivers do a manual count. And so what we do is we count from the transit center to the transit center, right? So I can tell you on any given day, within reason, I mean, humans going to make mistakes, computers going to make mistakes, but I can tell you within reason what the ridership is every day. In fact, if you go to our website, we have a daily counter there that will tell you it's usually 1 to 2 days old, but what the count was for those days. But we're right now entering into a contract with a company where we'll put automatic passenger counters on the bus. So it will track in real time the stop, the time of day. So I'll be able to give you information of how many people are getting on and off within your city boundaries or within a specific stop. So we're hoping to have that all deployed by no later than May of next year, because there's a lot of other things we're doing with that. But to where we'll have, again, it's going to be a great planning tool. We'll have much more robust data with which to plan. We can see where stops are being used, where stops are not being used. And so it'll be much more effective.
So if somebody got on stop number 2 and got off on stop number 4, you'd know it.
Okay. And time of day. So again, you may see in the future where we're using big heavy buses during peak times, but off peak, maybe we go to something smaller that's not going to be so expensive. So.
Any other questions for Tom?
Nifty software. Thank you for walking us through that. Okay, our next item is to hold an executive session for purpose of discussing the character, competence, or physical or mental health of an individual. And I would entertain a motion to commence that executive session.
I so move that we go into closed session for the discussion as outlined.
Okay. Motion from Mayor Danes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Mayor Drew. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Excellent. Then we will be in executive session. Let's see, we can close the door. And then only people who are officially members of the board, I think, should join us. So if you're online and you're not supposed to be in an executive session, you're probably aware of that. And we're grateful you've joined us thus far. If we need to assign any of them to the waiting room who are not supposed to be here, we can do that.
move.
That works.
I kind of feel like a bouncer.
This is how you find out if they're still watching or if you just signed on and turned off the camera and pretend that they are here, I guess. Okay.
This is Mayor Rasmussen. I'm here.
Thanks, you Mayor are Rasmussen. Away. Good
job. We were not going to remove you. All right. At this point, we should.